This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Day Health is on the air.
I'm Doug Steffen with my friend Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who comes to us from Lake Cardiology. That's his clinic down in Mount Dora, Florida. It is a superb place to go if you are in need of another opinion. If you have issues that you can't quite get to the bottom of, then Ken is your man. He also does a superb job of going through the medical journals every week. We take bits and pieces of that information, pass it along so you can get how it fits into your life. Is this going on with you? Does this impact you? For example, the FDA has approved fish oil, this new drug, and you had to figure that they were going to get into the drug business because the fish oil supplements are so popular, Ken, that now they found a little nuance.
Not quite. This is huge news, Doug. In terms of preventive cardiology, if you have any plaque in the coronaries, the number one killer of Americans are heart attacks, and this develops as plaque in the circulation to the heart, and it ruptures, and that's what starts this cascade of events that leads to a heart attack. So we're talking now about people who have coronary disease. They have any plaque in their coronaries. And we know that if you have plaque in the coronaries and we put you on a statin, we're going to reduce by 25% the risk of you having a heart attack or a stroke. And that's a huge reduction. If you have plaque in your coronaries and you're not on a statin, you're giving up about 9 years of extra life. And that's a fact. And you can listen to whatever statin propaganda you hear or read. They don't know your personal risk of not being on a statin if you have coronary disease. And that's the big definer. I'm not talking about people who have clean, normal, big coronaries that sit on top of their heart. You have plaque. And the news this week is that a new drug called Vascepa, which is nothing like the fish oil that you can buy in the store, in the grocery store, in the health food store, over the counter. This is nothing like that. You can't even get close to it. This is pharmaceutical-grade fish oil that was initially developed for people who had very high triglycerides. Triglycerides are a fraction of the blood. And for people who had 500 or more on their blood test, triglycerides, because when those triglycerides get that high, they can clog up the pancreas, cause a lot of very bad things. And this was developed initially for that. Well, a very clever cardiologist thought, well, why don't we see if people who have just a little bit extra in their triglycerides, that's greater than 150, because remember, you want your triglycerides fasting to be under 150. Well, what about if you had triglycerides, just not 500, but a little over 150, anything over 150, and you already have plaque in your coronaries? Adding Vascepa to a statin, does that help? Well, the answer is, in a big study that was reported about a year ago, is that it reduces another 25% your risk of having a heart attack, stroke, being admitted to a hospital, needing bypass surgery, needing stenting, all of those events, at least 25% reduction. And that is what the FDA approved just last Friday, is the addition of Vascepa on top of a statin for people who have plaque in their coronaries plus the triglycerides over 150, anything over 150 would be approved for Vascepa. The other group of people are those who are known diabetic who have at least one additional risk factor for coronary disease. That's like high blood pressure, obesity, excess mental stress, inactivity, a family history for coronary artery disease, early coronary artery disease. So you have diabetes plus one additional risk factor, and your triglycerides are above 150. You also would have this huge benefit of an extra 25% reduction in heart attacks and all these other events by going on Vascepa. Vascepa is taken as 2 grams twice a day. This is an amazing accomplishment in preventive cardiology. And this is going to change the way traditional cardiologists practice. And again, you can't do this with the over-the-counter fish oil that you buy. This is, they're just in a whole different,
why?
A whole different league.
Why? Why can't the people that are selling fish oil supplements get the same fish oil that they're using in Vascepa?
Because they're not the same thing.
Yeah, I know, but why can't they get them? Why can't they go buy them? How much is this drug going to cost? Like nine? How much?
It's just not the same thing, and it doesn't work. It doesn't work.
I mean, you know me and my curious mind.
It's been tried, and you know people have tried to add the over-the-counter non-prescription.
Let me ask you this. All right, so here you know me and my body. Better than anybody.
No, but you don't have
I understand that.
You don't have plaque in your coronaries, so you don't meet the criteria, and also your triglycerides are normal. But
yeah.
but you're not like so many millions of Americans.
Right. So does this make it easy for people to eat badly and take care of themselves less? Is this
that's not the message, because if you have plaque in your coronaries,
I don't travel in that circle. I think there are a lot of people who hear this and say, wow, this is great. I can eat all this crap and this pill is going to save me.
No, if you have plaque in your coronaries and you want to be on planet Earth as long as possible, you have to add to the mix a healthy lifestyle. That's in addition to living a healthy lifestyle, which includes eating healthy, exercise once the doctor says it's okay, getting down to ideal body weight, sleeping adequately, which is so important, getting that mental stress under control. So a good mental health is so important, and your response that you just gave is not a way of responding with good mental health yet.
Okay, but you know what I'm saying. I mean, as far as I think one of the reasons that I have clear arteries and no plaque whatsoever,
which is amazing at your age, unique,
right, is because I have taken fish oil supplements for the past 40 some odd years, and it's been good quality. I made sure, because there's a lot of stuff on the market that is complete crap, and so I understand what you're saying about it being better quality. I'd just be curious to know how they get the better quality. Where do they go fishing for the fish?
It's because it's manufactured, and it's just.
But they have to start with fish oil. Don't they have to start with some natural fish oil? Or can you make fish oil now in a lab?
Correct.
You do. Oh, okay. Correct. I didn't know you could do that. All right. So this would be good. So I can hear in your voice, because I know you so well, the excitement. You're like a kid. So have you started to prescribe this stuff already? Is it available on the market?
Well, it's been available for about a year or so for treating very high triglycerides above 500. But that's not a common everyday occurrence. But the Friday the 13th, December 13th, that day will be historical in preventive cardiology, because this was approved by the FDA, and this is going to dramatically change how we keep people on planet Earth much, much longer. Because, you know, I know you're feeling about statins, but let me tell you, people are living an extra almost decade.
I know. I don't have I just don't think that I needed to have them.
You don't need them. You don't have plaque in your corners.
Right.
But people who have plaque in their corners are getting almost an extra decade of life because of statin drugs. Just on average. I have people who sustained 20 years, and I would have never believed it, in the pre-statin era that they wouldn't have had a heart attack. But to add another item that's just as effective as a statin for those who have plaque in their corneas is just gigantic.
I just hope that it doesn't do what I was chuckling about, but I was kind of serious give people license if they hear it. Oh, wow, this is great. I can
well,
go eat
if,
more.
If they want to live as long as possible, they won't take that away. I'm trying to help them to think that way.
Yeah.
If they want the opportunity to live as long as possible, they will add to their good diet and good exercise program this additional drug so that they can stay around even much longer.
Would you encourage people as a result of this study or this work and this sort of this correction, this course correction, would you encourage people more to just take regular fish oil as well?
No, because
why would you want them to?
Because this, when you, all of the studies show that when you take just regular fish oil, only in the people who won't eat fish, the studies when you compare over-the-counter fish oil to eating oily fish, salmon, sardines, tuna, mackerel, certain tunas, eating a serving of oily fish several times a week seems to beat out the over-the-counter. And and then if you won't eat oily fish, the real thing, then I would say, you know, the fallback would be that.
Now, this, let me ask you one more question about this. Because fish oil keeps your brain, the arteries going into your brain, the arteries all over your body, more flexible. So is this, could another benefit of this Vascepa be that you are, it'll keep, if you're not on taking some fish oil, eating a lot of fish, then would it likely make your the arteries that feed your brain a little more pliable and workable, and so your chances of getting dementia and Alzheimer's goes down? If that could that be
well, out? What we know from the studies already is that this, the chances of getting stroke go down at least 25%. Right. Whether it's going to benefit long term Alzheimer's, I don't think we know the answer to that yet. But
yeah, no. But I just think two and two is four.
The fact that it had, well, intuition in medicine is not always right, even though you have as good intuition as anybody about medicine. But it's but just based on the studies, we see a 25% reduction in stroke, if you want to talk about the brain and Vascepa, on top of a statin, another additional 25%, which is just amazing.
Is this an affordable drug, Ken? How do they price
several hundred, it depends on your drug plan, so this varies, but this is not in the level of those shots that are out there, several thousand dollars a month. This is several hundred dollars a month, and it depends on, it depends on your drug plan.
Yeah. All right. So there it
which
is.
Which I hope you applied for.
I didn't.
We'll talk about that another time.
And they said I have to pay back what I haven't paid in, and I don't think that that's fair. But at some point, maybe I do have to do it. We'll see. It's 19 past the hour. You're listening to Good Day Health. Doug Steffen here with Dr. Ken Kronhaus.
When was the last time you whitened your teeth? The holidays are coming, and now is the time to brighten your smile. With office parties, family gatherings, and photo opportunities coming up, don't be caught off guard with cringeworthy, discolored teeth. With Power Swabs, you can whiten your smile and be holiday ready in no time. Power Swabs are clinically proven to whiten an average of 2 shades in the first 5 minutes. Power Swabs never leaves your teeth and gums sore or sensitive like other whitening treatments, and it's totally safe and effective on all dental work. If you're not happy, Power Swabs are backed with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Try Power Swabs and see how much whiter your teeth will be in just 5 minutes. Call 800-208-1797 for 40% off, an additional $10 off plus a free quick stick. That's right, 40% off, an additional $10 off plus a free quick stick. Call 800-208-1797, 800-208-1797. Get that bright smile holiday ready with Power Swabs.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. 30% of Americans who are planning home improvements of $5,000 or more will pay for those renovations with a high-interest credit card. That may not be a great idea. A better idea may be to take cash out of your home with a Quicken Loans 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.99%, APR 4.18%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rates subject to change. A 1.375% fee received as discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here with us on Good Day Health. I'm Doug Steffen. We spent the first few minutes of the program talking about this new drug, Vascepa, that offers a lot of hope, it would seem, to a lot of people. I'd be very curious to hear what Jack Stockwell says about it when next we talk, because he's been obviously a lot on fish oils, et cetera, et cetera. Although he does say the same thing that you do. Eating is more important, eating the stuff rather than supplementing, whether you can get it, the good stuff. And it's very interesting. There is some really good tuna oil around, but you got to make sure that the tuna oil has been checked so there's no mercury in it. That's one of the, there's all these side things that you got to think about when you can't just go down the room or down the hall willy-nilly. You got to pay attention to all the, and it becomes a job for some people. Just knowing all this stuff, Ken, is, you're a doctor, you're supposed to know it all. But then when people are trying, I consider myself to be pretty well educated when it comes to most things, including my body and medicine and that sort of stuff. And yet, there's so much to be learned and so many people don't pay attention that when they're confronted with the choices that you're talking about, how do I live or die? You want to add 9 years to your life? Then get yourself on a statin. If you don't care, I guess it all becomes judgmental in a manner of speaking. But maybe this next thing.
One of the things about fish oil, Doug, that you buy over the counter, it does have DHA in it.
DHA.
And that can raise the bad cholesterol. And Vascepa is EPA.
Yes, EPA is what you want when you look for it. You want omega-3s. The 6s and the 9s have DHA in them, and you don't want anything to do with
and
that.
And that is in over-the-counter fish oil. But in Vascepa, Vascepa is just concentrated EPA, and that's all it is.
Yep. All right, next up, the focus on e-cigarettes and the risk of chronic lung disease. This is something that this story is building and building and building. The focus on vaping and what the hell you're putting into your lungs. If you're smoking cigarettes, you're crazy. This stuff may be just as crazy, some of it. And what I find crazy is that they're allowing some of them that are tobacco based, if I'm not mistaken. Is that right? To stay on the market?
Well, that's what is happening, but this this week is the latest word on the safety of e-cigarettes. And as you very well put it, it's been building and building. But this is the latest out just this week, American Journal of Preventive Medicines. And just to recall that e-cigarettes, they entered the market as an allegedly safe alternative to regular tobacco cigarettes, which have shown...
And they was approved by the FDA.
Well, no, these are not, this is not, this kind of thing is not through the FDA.
And some of the vaping stuff has been approved.
Well, it's, as it's been evolved, but the FDA doesn't get, this is non-pharmaceutical, so this is something that the FDA originally doesn't get involved in. But cigarettes have been shown to increase a person's risk of cancer and various chronic lung conditions. But the news this week about e-cigarettes, and this is a study of a whopping more than 32,000 adults, huge study, that there's a significant link between e-cigarette use and an increased risk of developing chronic lung disease, just like cigarettes, regular cigarettes. The risk is even higher if one also uses conventional cigarettes. So unless you want to do yourself in, you know, you just want to try to avoid this vaping unless you're sure you're using it to get off cigarettes and you're going to get off that
vaping. There must
vaping.
Be better ways of getting off smoking.
Absolutely, and we're going to talk about it.
Yeah. All right. We'll get to that and the connection between vaping and depression. There's no reason in the world, as far as I can see, that anybody with any common sense would want to be vaping anything. 28 past here on Good Day Health. Calitrin has become the healthiest product in America for losing weight. Also great for your energy, your joints. It's a fabulous product. Been around for 20-some-odd years. It's an all-natural drug and stimulant-free way to lose weight. Calitrin's essential active ingredient is collagen protein, which has proven to promote healthy lean muscle and weight loss together. Unlike other products that you take a number of times a day, you take once a day at nighttime, Calitrin. It won't give you jitters, keep you awake, or cause an upset stomach like some of the other unhealthy products around to lose weight. Go to TopLoss.com for your 90-day supply today. Get another 90 days free. Two, for the price of one plus free shipping, use the promo code DJV at TopLoss.com. Get the great deal and lose the weight. Be successful. TopLoss.com. When was the last time you whitened your teeth? Holidays are coming. Now is the time to brighten up those teeth and make your smile more inviting. Don't be caught off guard with cringeworthy, discolored, ugly teeth. With Power Swabs, you can whiten your smile and be holiday photo ready in no time at all. Power Swabs are clinically proven to whiten an average of 2 shades in the first 5 minutes. Power Swabs never leaves your teeth and gums sore and sensitive like all those other whitening treatments. And it's totally safe and effective, all natural in fact. If you're not happy, Power Swabs backed with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Try Power Swabs and see how much whiter your teeth will be in just 5 minutes. Call 800-208-1797 for 40% off, an additional $10 off plus a free quick stick. Call for Power Swabs, 800-208.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump has been impeached by the Democratic-led U.S. House of Representatives. As the vote was taken last night on the House floor, President Trump was addressing a huge crowd of supporters in Battle Creek, Michigan, and speaking of the impeachment.
Crazy Nancy Pelosi's House Democrats have branded themselves with an eternal mark of shame, and it really is. It's a disgrace. After 3 years, tonight the House Democrats are trying to nullify the ballots of tens of millions of patriotic Americans.
Seven Democratic White House hopefuls will take the debate stage in Los Angeles tonight. The debate being hosted by the PBS NewsHour and Politico. It will also air live on CNN. It will be starting at 8 p.m. Eastern. This is USA Radio News.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I helped thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Moving back into the spotlight, your health, well-being, discussions about some of the medical journals and how they're looking at articles or how they're looking at the research that's being done, how it affects you, very important. We were talking about e-cigarettes and the vaping. Now there's a strong link between vaping and depression, yet another reason not to be using these doggone things. What's this story, Ken?
Published this week, we learned that people who use electronic cigarettes, they're twice as likely to report clinical depression as those who have never vaped, and the correlation is particularly strong among younger people. So mom and dad, your kids are vaping, you want to wonder, are they also depressed?
Mm-hmm. Are they depressed because they're vaping, or are they vaping because they're depressed?
All right. You see, that was not untangled in this study, and you have
to
take that.
But you'd want to know
that, wouldn't you? Well, you have to make that determination on an individual basis and think about the two and wonder about that.
Yeah, right. All right, so there's nothing, vaping doesn't do anything good for anybody under any circumstance, as far as I can see.
Unless it's a bridge to get you off cigarettes as it was initially provided, but it just seems like it's too risky that it ends up keeping you on both and does harm.
Well, this is one of those things, kind of reminds me about, I remember when Viagra first was put on the market, it was being tested. They'd ask people to come in and take the drug and then see what the impacts were as part of the study, because you got to have some for any of these new things. You got to have some study with human interaction, right? No matter what the drug is, you got to have something. When you bring the FDA the information, you got to say, well, this is what it did for this group and
ultimately
that group and another group. Okay. So what? But then there are those who say, well, what are we? What's going to happen to us in 30 years? If we take this stuff for 30 years, how can we possibly predict? That's why the FDA, even though it's the best thing I guess we sort of have, it's specious, because you don't know. You can't predict what the continuing use of this stuff is, many of these things, if you use them for 30 or 40 years. You just don't know.
Well, and that's the dilemma of threading that needle, because if we use that criteria, then no new drugs
nothing
would ever be approved. And
right.
If you have yourself or a loved one who's sitting in the hospital or home with a horrible, untreatable, as of this moment, disease, and you're obviously not going to save them if you have to wait 30 to 40 years.
But you realize, turning it around the other way, how hypocritical it is for the FDA to say, well, we don't know the impact of taking, CBD oil as an example. We don't know what the impact of that is. Well, you know, as far as I'm concerned, all it is a tribute to the drug companies. Because it is, I was looking at an article this morning in USA Today that suggests that people are getting pretty ticked off about the continuing focus on CBD, not being able to use it, and the only alternative is something that you get hooked on, and you could ruin your life. So people want answers. They want the government to move on this, and the government isn't moving on it because it's too much money coming to congressmen and elected officials from the drug companies. It's that clear. The road is that simple. And so here we have this stuff that's going on, and it's a double-edged sword. The FDA hasn't approved it. Okay. So what the FDA has approved are opioids. The last year killed 70,000 people. Hello? Does that make any sense to anybody? It doesn't make any sense to me. And so you look down, for them to say, to use an excuse, well, we don't know really what the impact is going to be. You doggone know well that it isn't going to be the death of 70,000 people, you hypocritical SOBs. That's what I say to them. What do you say?
Well, I think that the FDA was not provided with some accurate information when regarding the opioids, and the opioid companies are paying the price of that.
But isn't that their job to dig around? They have scientists that are there. Why don't they, digging around and finding out what's right and what's wrong? And not supposed to. It's like the FAA rubber stamping the Boeing 737
well,
MAX.
See how well
that worked.
Right. I mean, propose a better system.
The system is for people that do their jobs inspect things.
The problem is that the FDA can't do the research themselves. At least they're not set up to do it. And if it was, then we would never get. It would be decades before we
that
got
makes
drugs
sense.
Approved.
Yeah, that makes sense.
So the FDA can only interpret.
But don't get in the way of things that would be good for people that people want.
Slow down. What the CBD people need to do is do the experiments to show they're safe and effective,
and then
they'll get past. Just like we talked about VASCEPA. VASCEPA did initially they were turned down by the FDA for this indication that we've been talking about.
Really?
And they went back and did the studies and more and dealt with the FDA. It's painstaking. And the CBD people need to do the same thing, because the FDA has to be assured with the best knowledge they have that it's going to be safe and effective. But if the companies lie to the FDA and they're paying the price, I mean, look at all the lawsuits that are coming out against the opioid manufacturers.
Yeah.
I mean, if you want to risk your freedom to lie to the FDA, and I'm not recommending anyone do that, and then
that's
be able to
money.
Live with yourself and the damage you do to your fellow humans. I mean, this takes a unique person.
Yeah, it takes somebody who doesn't care. That's what it takes. All right, next up here is how a diet that you're on may lead to you're not getting a good night's rest. I think that's, if you eat a lot of fatty foods, well, let's get the story.
Is there
a specific diet here that we're talking about?
This is great news for everybody, because so many people deal with insomnia. I'd say probably 40% of all people at some point and deal with insomnia. And I hear this at least several times a week, people talking to me, because I have to stress with everybody for their optimal heart health to have good sleep, 7 to 8 hours a night. And we're going to talk a little bit more about what good sleep is in another study that came out this week. But in terms of insomnia, people will feel, you know, I just don't know why I can't sleep. American Journal of Clinical Nutrition this week, that a diet high in refined carbohydrates, boy, that's, the, you know, so many Americans, particularly added sugars, is linked to a higher risk of insomnia. This also includes soda, white rice, and white bread. But, you know, we're talking about now too much white flour, too much the bakery goods. The whole reason why America is getting obese, and predicted by 2030, half of Americans are going to be obese. Limiting the white flour, the refined carbohydrates, will help you sleep. That's the news this week. Important information.
Yeah, white flour is bad stuff, causes gluten problems, all kinds of problems. So, all right, let's go to this study about better sleep and what impact it has on your heart health.
You know, this is very interesting. European Heart Journal this week. The good sleep patterns, they can help you reduce your risk of heart disease or stroke, even if you're at a high genetic risk. And that's the headline this week. So those of us who think, oh, my gosh, we've been given all these gene gifts, we're just doomed, here is a way to counter that. Having a healthy sleep score of 5, and this is on a scale of 0 to 5, reduces a person's odds for heart disease and stroke by about a third. Sleep score ranges from 0 to 5, with 5 being the healthiest, which includes being a morning person, sleeping 7 to 8 hours a night,
yippee,
and not having insomnia, snoring, or daytime sleepiness. You want me to describe the 5 again?
Yeah.
Getting a score of 5. And this is to reduce your odds by about a third, which is huge, of getting heart attacks or strokes if you have genetic risk predisposition for heart disease. So in order to get a 5 sleep score, this is what you need to do. Being a morning person, sleeping 7 to 8 hours a night, not having insomnia, snoring, or daytime sleepiness. Maintaining sleep quality should be on every heart patient's to-do list, Doug.
All right, what about, you said something about daytime sleepiness. I have that all the time. I take a nap every day, 20 minutes, half hour, as much as I can.
See, you would only get a 4 here.
But why? Naps are good for you.
If you have sleepiness, they are, but you want to avoid daytime sleepiness, which is even better situation to be in.
How do you, I don't understand. If I get 7 to 8 hours of sleep, I may be into something, a lot of physical activity, whatever it is, or mental activity, and I come down from that high, and I feel like I want to rest. And what's the difference between resting in a chair, reading a book, than taking a nap? I don't.
That's not daytime sleepiness.
Daytime sleepiness?
Daytime sleepiness is when you wake up, and regardless of the night's sleep, or you're not getting enough sleep, and you feel tired. Daytime sleepiness is that you just ran the marathon, and now you feel like you need to go rest.
No. Yeah, I'm not. That's not what I have.
On your regular day of activity, you know, are you waking up tired? Are you during the day feeling tired?
Ask Kara how I am when I'm first up. I'm raring to go. No, it usually doesn't make any difference how much sleep I get.
Well, that's not daytime sleep. Daytime sleep is, if you have a routine physical day, are you still feeling sleepy during the day?
If I have a routine day, I don't know quite what that means. My day may start at 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning.
I'm talking about physically.
Physically I'm not tired, but I do like closing my eyes and then 20 minutes later feeling refreshed and ready for the rest of the day. That's what I like. It feels good to me. And it never is about physicality. My body's never physically tired.
Well, a lot of that's mental relaxation, what you're doing, I guess.
Yeah.
Okay, well, that's something different.
Yeah, all right, that's what I wanted to clarify. 45 past the hour, you're listening to Good Day
Health. Still a 5.
Doctor. I'm still a file. Okay. Dr. Ken is available, by the way, through his offices. The clinic is called Lake Cardiology. It's in Mount Dora, Florida. Anybody who's in Florida, anybody who's in the Southeast, matter of fact, anybody within the sound of my voice, this is a very unique individual, and he doesn't do medicine like everybody else does medicine. You got a question, he'll answer it, just as we do here. It's the same thing in his office. And if you need an hour, you'll get an hour. Whatever time you need to explain whatever is going on in your body that needs attention, you get that from Ken. So if you'd like to have an appointment, go in and see him, see what it's all about, get the face-to-face connection, 352-735-1400. You'll find he's the real deal. When you sit down in the office, he goes through your chart. He's paying attention to what you say. He wants to hear what your concerns are, and he'll address them. 352-735-1400. Not a lot of doctors doing that today. So help yourself to that. Next opinion, Dr. Ken at 352-735-1400 as we continue on Good Day Health.
Still looking for those special last-minute gifts? Look no further than Lands' End. Find gift options for everyone on your list with Lands' End holiday items. Cozy, comfortable, and warm, Lands' End combines traditional winter must-haves with modern holiday designs. From sleigh rides to caroling and everything in between, Lands' End embodies the goodness of the holidays while combining the functionality of essential seasonal clothing. Since 1963, Lands' End has designed and manufactured products to last season after season. Staying warm this winter is a breeze with Lands' End outerwear. Field tested in Wisconsin, Lands' End knows a thing or two about spreading the warmth. With fun fair isle sweaters, cozy fleece pullovers, and all your favorite home items, they're your one-stop shop for all things holiday. Order any non-monogrammed items by December 19th on landsend.com for guaranteed delivery by Christmas. Again, visit landsend.com for those special last-minute holiday gifts. I'm Zoe Richards reporting.
If you are behind on your bills, then this message is for you. How would you like to have a large portion of your credit card debt or medical bills forgiven? National Credit Card Relief would like to give you free information on a proven debt forgiveness program. It's not bankruptcy. It's not consolidation. This special program actually wipes clean the portion of your debt that is forgiven. Call for your free forgiveness information now. 800-291-6670. That's 800-291-6670. Don't wait. Call 800-291-6670. Not available in North Dakota.
All right, back to Dr. Ken. The next study about cold and flu viruses and who is bothered by this. The cold and the flu don't happen at the same time. I think a lot of people don't know that. As a matter of fact, I think they think that you could be vulnerable if you have a cold or the flu. That's not the case here, apparently, huh?
Yeah. Proceedings in the National Academy of Sciences reporting this week, and it's rather timely. And the news is that if you already have a cold, you're less likely to get the flu and vice versa. And so the question is, why is this true? And there are various possibilities that are being investigated, such as these viruses. Remember, the flu and the cold virus are very different. They're competing for cells to infect in the body, or the immune response to one virus makes it harder for another unrelated virus to infect the same person.
Wow. That's pretty astounding when you think about it. Now, who would have thought it? Because a lot of people relate colds to flu. You know, you get worn down and you sniffle, and you know, the difference between the cold and the flu is that you have an upset stomach right with the flu, pretty much. Questions for Dr. Ken coming up next here on Good Day Health.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube. From the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive. The list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio. The media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Dr. Ken, the questions for Dr. Ken. Question number one, the life expectancy in our country has fallen 3 consecutive years. Why is that, Ken? Why are Americans dying in the curve going in the other direction? You know, for years and years, as long as you've been practicing medicine, it goes up. It was 78.9 years and 79.7. It's never really gone over the 80-year mark, the average life expectancy. So is it obvious why it's going down, or is there a reason that we're not thinking of for the situation, the trend to change?
Well, you may have mentioned it earlier in the show, and that's the opioid epidemic. Also, suicides are increasing, and also obesity is just marching along. But I think drug use, inappropriate drug use, is playing a huge role here.
So if that's the case, how do you fix that? How do you change it? Is there a way? And you think about this and the reality that it presents us with, it just seems kind of, alcohol is a thing.
Alcohol is a big problem. I mean, just
suicide.
Suicide, yes.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Mental health issues are a huge problem here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Allergies. The question comes on the type of allergies. Are you likely, you know, we talk about allergies with regard to me and my farm allergies and the spring and the fall stuff. Are air filters anything that can help? That's an interesting question coming from a lady. I just bought a bunch of air filters for my house because I want to make sure the air is clear that I'm breathing, especially at night when I'm asleep. Do they really do any good, though? I didn't ask you before I did it.
Yeah, I think the HEPA filters are helpful. And there's a number of the best air purifiers for allergies, but I think they're really worth a shot. Getting your home air conditioner and heater well maintained with a good quality HEPA filter, I think would be something that would really help.
Do seniors get better or worse primary care depending on their insurance? This is a good question for you because you have to deal with this every day.
Well, I think it might play a role because some of the better doctors may not take some of the lower quality health insurances. And so what you have to do before you get on any health insurance is find out which doctors are part of the panel. And it might play a role, a big role, in the quality of your health insurance and the quality of the physician care you're going to get.
So if I were to say you're a businessman, you have your own clinic, you're not working for anybody, do you ever look into with your office staff the type of insurance people have and decide, you tell them, oh, I'm going to take this and I don't want to take that? Or is just that is something you don't get involved in at all?
Well, all physicians are approached by all the insurance companies to participate with their insurance product. And then what will happen is the doctor will ask for what their reimbursement rates are for the most common procedures performed, because unfortunately, you have to pay your bills, or you go out of business, and this is getting harder and harder to do in medicine, and that's why so many doctors have actually sold their practices to hospitals, because they've just given up. They can't pay the bills anymore, and they want someone else to worry about it. And as the insurance companies are trying to pay less and less for this, and this becomes an issue of whether doctors can afford to take certain insurances. So this is a whole another sidebar issue. So doctors have to review the insurance products before they participate to make sure that they can afford to accept them, and then patients need to review their insurance products, because unfortunately you don't get anything for nothing, and good care is not cheap, and you have to look and see what doctors are on your program.
All right, next question has to do with that in a way. Is the care you get at urgent care as good as you get at the ER?
It depends on the problem. Urgent cares take care of a lot of problems very well and more economically and save people money. But there are some issues that are so acute, a high acuity, so severe that you need to be near a hospital. So I don't know if we have the time right now to discuss the difference between problems. And you also need to know what your urgent care is able to do. And there's a whole grade from just an urgent care that takes care of simple things to some freestanding that do emergencies.
Questions for Dr. Ken here. I'm Doug Steffen, Dr. Ken Kronhaus at
Extend Your Life with
Extendivite. Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendivite. I have been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Well, of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendivite really helped the blood pressure, really helped the... I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. They're just really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.